Philippe Saint-Pierre, Cité Jardin-Cœur. Today's date is 03/22/2025. The patient's form is Brenda Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Brenda spells B-R-E-N-D-A. Date of birth is 12/03/1971. This is a 53-year-old female here for a routine visit. Period. Next paragraph. Miss Brenda has no significant past medical history, is there for a routine visit with complaints of frequent urination and painful urination, period. She said this has been going on for approximately 4 days or so. It has gotten worse today, period. She denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. She reports occasional suprapubic pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient report mild headache. Says she has history of migraine and symptoms. She said headache is similar, period. Denies, says this is not the worst headache of her life. Was gradual onset. Said pain today is approximately 3/10, period. Next paragraph. In physical exam, she's alert oriented and in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100%, urinary blood pressure is 123/77, pulse 59, respiration 18, temperature 97.6. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next line, mild bruit in the anterior cervical triangulus region. Next line, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with grade 3 systolic murmur, or best in the left sternal border, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, no guarding, no rebound. No peritoneal signs. She has tenderness in the suprapubic region, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is urinary tract infection. Number 2 is fatigue. Number 3 is abnormal EKG. Number 4 is mitral valve regurgitation. Number 5, tricuspid valve regurgitation. Number 6, atrial valve regurgitation, period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done today. Ultrasound, including echo of her heart, echo reveal, tricuspid, atrial, and mitral valve regurgitation. Open parenthesis, patient was given a consult to see the cardiologist. Next line, EKG was done. Clinic, EKG revealed prolonged QT waves and sinus bradycardia, period. Again, cardiology was consulted for this patient on a routine basis, period. Next paragraph. Labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, T3, T4, TSH. Next paragraph. Urinalysis was done. The urinalysis revealed leukocyte esterase positive and the nitrite positive. The next paragraph, patient requests to have a pap smear done, but she prefers a female. She was given a referral to OBGYN. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, Maxalt, 10 milligrams. She will take 1 PO at onset of her headache. Repeat 1 PO every 2 hours. If headache doesn't improve, but she must not take more than 3 pills in 24 hours. This was explained to patients. She says she understands and will comply. Next medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily. This is prophylactic in response to findings there of mitral, atrial, and tricuspid regurgitation. Next paragraph, next medication, Macrobid 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was also given a consult to have a routine mammogram done and a dictation.